Bring him in now, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. A nice piece up on the Green Bay Press Gazette website as well. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So there's a level of frustration by many Packers fans that's understandable at this point as to whether or not this team has the capability to win games and win out. Now, me, I'm not betting my house on it anytime soon, but after watching games, this is a day of reckoning for me because yesterday I watched football, and there are football teams out there, including the Bears, that are just a world apart from what we see in Green Bay. Tell me what you think is so bad right now with this team that they just can't dig themselves out.
Wow. You got a couple hours? No, I'm just, they're not that bad. I shouldn't say that. That's not the truth. I think they're just top to bottom. The roster just – their whole squad is just – there's a lack of talent, lack of good – smart talent might be the best way to put it. There's a lot of rookies on that team. A lot of young guys are playing football right now. That's tough. It's tough to win when you got a lot of rookies. And there's a lot of first and second year players on the team that are playing big parts. And that's tough. It's going to take them a couple of years to kind of get, a few seasons under their belt and, start to mature emotionally and mentally. So, I think that's the number one item.
Mike Clemens brought it up, and he said, hey, look, Aaron Rodgers looks off. Aaron Rodgers looks upset. It looks like, you know, just things are very dysfunctional. He said, but the one benefit of the doubt, you didn't have Randall Cobb. Devontae's being doubled. So is Jimmy Graham. And you don't have Geronimo Allison to go to. So you're going with the young guys. At what point do you expect the young guys and Aaron Rodgers either to, one, simplify things? If guys aren't open and they don't get it, don't you have to then simplify it and say, okay, you know, this is where we need to become better as a veteran and as a head coach. But also the argument was, well, hey, you didn't need Jordy because Aaron Rodgers can throw anybody open. Aaron Rodgers can do this. Aaron Rodgers can do that. So which side of the coin is it?
Well, I that's a good, really great question. I think when those guys, when those two young guys, when are they going to get to be able to be really good? Look, it took Geronimo Allison 3 years. Took Devontae Adams 3 years, really. They're going to be good, and their game is going to improve, and it's going to be another year or two before they're really, really good. And that's the reality with wide receivers. The only wide receivers that have a tremendous amount of success their rookie years are the only one run goal routes or a post. That's it. These guys are asked to do more things than that, and I think you can't walk into an NFL game running two routes with two receivers. You know, I think they got to be able to have an opportunity to go out there and learn. And you've seen their progression so far. I think they have decidedly better route running so far than they were at the beginning of the season. But it's probably going to be 2 years.
So, defensively speaking, what would you say? I mean, would you say the defense is better this year or the same?
I think it's better. And I'll tell you why I think it's better. I think that they're getting pass rush out of different guys. So that shows me that their defense is more creative in the way that they're getting rush on the quarterback. I think their secondary is better. I think their inside linebacker play is probably a push. Defensive line play, I think, is probably a little bit better. The outside linebacker play is about the same as last year. They have a little different faces, but about the same. So I would say that, you know, I in my book, they're better defense than they were last year.
What does Mike McCarthy have to do, in your opinion, to keep his job?
Win out and win a playoff game.
That simple? Just win out and win a playoff game?
Yep.
I get it, because if you win out, it means you put something together at the end of the season where you finally kind of pulled the chestnuts out of the fire and you went on with a team that's been a little bit banged. And the thing about it is people say, well, this team's so banged up. They are now. They weren't all season. This was a pretty healthy team for the most part of the season.
I agree with you, then, and I think their likelihood of them winning out is chances, I think, are pretty slow, pretty narrow. When you look at the games, you know, you throw out the Chicago Bears, they just look like a poised veteran ball club. Packers don't look that way, you know. And I think in when they were 4-6 a couple of years ago and they ran the table, I think they looked like a different ball club than they do right now. And I think they're going to drop an easy one. They're probably, you know, it's going to be tough to go play the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
They got to, and don't forget, they got to go to Chicago. So right. Those are tough games. You know, those are really, really tough games, and I don't know how they're going to win out. I think it'd be really difficult.
Talking with Eric Brancheck at the Green Bay Press Gazette, you know, you're hoping that you get some of these guys back, but, you know, I think come the offseason, Kevin King, as much as he's got talent, he's always banged up. I think you got to, I'm not saying move on, but you got to find somebody else to step in when he's not going to be there, or somebody to step in and just say, hey, Kevin, you can play when you can play. Otherwise, you're going to sit for a little while. In addition to that, still need a pass rush. There's some decisions that are going to be made with some salary guys, including Randall Cobb and Clay Matthews. Nick Perry is on a milk carton. He has been for most of the season, injury or not. You know, I mean, certainly Kyler Fackrell has come on, but I don't know how many people actually believe in that. I mean, the results are the results. But I think you need another season of this to really say, okay, he's established himself. There's something there, you know what I mean? I think there's right. a few holes, but I don't think they're as bad off as some people want to lead you to believe.
No, I would agree with you. There's not an NFL roster that is perfect. There just isn't. I mean, you can pick holes in everybody's roster. I think, you know, the other guy they got to probably take a look at there that was left off the list is Jimmy Graham. I mean, might be best to just get rid of him at the end of the year too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are some decisions to make, and I think going into this season, I probably, if you would ask me, what do you think is their biggest need, I would say number one with a red marker underlined, circled, highlighted, everything would have been outside linebacker, for, you know, get a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after watching the season, I think they can, with this defense, that they can probably get by for a while with a second-rate outside linebacker, the pass rusher type, but I think they need a tight end, and I think they need offensive line depth, and then I would rank pass rusher outside linebacker as the number three name. Just because I think they got to protect that QB, and they got to find a way to get the ball down the middle part of the field.
Yeah, I think they've got a really good crop of wide receivers. My question becomes is, Davante Adams is the guy. Geronimo should be able to come back. Eventually, but do they have enough in the stable? And especially with guys becoming second-year guys, when you talk about, you know, Marcus Valdes-Scantling and Equanimeous St. Brown and even Jamal Moore to a certain extent, going into next season, is this one of the strongest receiving corps in the National Football League, top to bottom?
No, I don't think so. I think it would, you know, I think 3 years at that point, look at what's out there. I don't think they're the best, but I think they're going to be pretty good. They're definitely going to have length, and they have speed, and you know they just need a little seasoning. But I don't think they're the best.
I don't know. I don't know what to totally make of these guys, but I like what I've seen so far. I think the other big thing is obviously you mentioned it is the tight end position. You got to find something there. I mean, they've been searching for somebody ever since you know JerMichael Finley went down.
Right, and when you look at when they were really, really good offensively, look at what they had. They had J. Mike, they had Jennings, they had Cobb, they had James Jones, Driver, and Jordy. It's a pretty solid receiving core, you know. And so they were very lucky, and that offense was killer those couple seasons there. Now they're still good, but they're not like they were. And I think the missing piece is quarterback. Or not quarterback, I'm sorry, tight end. They got to get a tight end there that can run. And they just, unfortunately, have had a bad run here.
Talk with Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Before I let you go, big one coming up in Minnesota. We saw Minnesota go down to the Bears. Are the Bears really the best team in the NFC North?
Sadly, it probably yes. I have to say yes. You know, especially if Green Bay goes down there and comes out with another L on the road. Then you'd have to say it, yeah. But I think, yeah, I think they have an offense that's coming along. It's very creative, very unique. And then they have a defense that's got a bunch of high picks back there and throw in Khalil Mack. And not only that, it was just, I think, bringing Khalil Mack to that football team, you just saw them elevate their confidence level. And, hey, we got Khalil Mack. And, you know, and I think that really, really brought that team up. And I think they're the best team in the North.
Good stuff as always, my friend. We will talk again soon, okay?
All right. We'll talk Friday.
All right, pal. Yep, we'll talk. No doubt. All good right, stuff, buddy. Enjoy your holiday. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Baranchak of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes. On the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.